Chapter 6. Football. David's father, Christian, turns 50 years old this Sunday. His wife, Linda, has been very nervous since the very morning. She wanted the party to go well, as they invited all their friends and relatives to the anniversary. In the evening, their house was full of guests. Christian met them dressed in a beautiful white costume with a bow tie. "Christian, you look awesome," one of his nieces said. "You look not like a man of 50, but of 30. "Come on, you're exaggerating," Christian said, although he was very pleased indeed. Christian was presented with many different gifts. The party was going great. Everybody was celebrating and having fun, but the host hadn't thought of one thing. There were many children at the celebration, but adults didn't pay attention to the kids. All the guests helped themselves to food, they made toasts, and congratulated Christian. Nobody took care of the children, and they played on their own. At first, they were bored a little. Then they decided to play football.
"Give us a ball," a child asked Anna.
"David, where can we find a ball for the children?" she asked her husband.
"I'll look for it," David promised. But at that moment, one of the guests called him, and he immediately forgot about the ball. Suddenly, one of the children noticed that a big bottle of Coke fell off the table.
"Oh, let's use it instead of the ball,"
one of the boys offered. The kids liked the idea. They took the bottle and went into the yard. There they divided into teams and started to play football with a bottle of Coke. They made the gates from stones. It turned out that the bottle was a great ball for playing football. They played for about 5 minutes. Then they got tired and returned to the house to all the guests. The adults were in high spirits. They had just gotten up to take a big group photo. David played the role of the photographer.
"Get closer to each other. Yaha, you're a real crowd," he shouted to the guests.
"I'm always hated to be photographed at birthdays," Christian grumbled. "These photos always turn out to be so boring and all alike."
Then one of the kids came up to Christian and asked,
"Grandfather, I'm thirsty," he said.
Christian took the bottle from the table and opened it, and then a fountain of Coke came down on everyone. It was the bottle of Coke that the children had been playing football with. Christian's white costume and women's beautiful dresses, everything was now covered with Coke. Of course, no one expected this. David was the first who came around.
"Oh, great," he said.
"Christian, everything happens as you'd wished. This time, the photos will be unusual and not so boring."